This is Will from Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
This is regarding what?
It's regarding your attitudes and opinions about some of the things that are going on in the country right now, some of the subjects, political subjects.
I'm looking for an opinion poll.
Yes.
How long do you think here?
It's approximately from 10 to 15 minutes.
All right.
Okay, thank you, sir. First question, sir, and with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Thank you, sir. What is the year of your birth?
February 5th, 1958.
1958. Thank you very much.
Yes,
next question. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
I'm white American.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
Some college, no degree.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered to vote in Ohio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or you will definitely not vote?
I'll certainly vote.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Go back over those choices again.
Are you somewhat satisfied, very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you very much. Right below, there's a list that I'm going to read to you. Please select the three that are the most important to you. Property taxes, legalizing marijuana, jobs and economy, housing, racial inequity, criminal justice reform, crime and violence.
I'm not going to answer this question. You can skip this one. You're trying to quantify too many things in the one question. Don't do that.
No, you can only select three of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to select any. You're trying to quantify too many things in the one set question. I'm not going to answer it.
Okay, let me just...
Too many of those things are... Too many of the things that you're trying to put together do not go together.
Okay, let me read just five of them, and you decide which one you prefer, okay? Give me the chance. Property taxes, housing, jobs and economy, criminal justice reform, crime and violence.
All of these topics are highly important to me. Now, the thing is, you're asking a question and asking me to put one of those above the other. No, they are all extremely important to this country.
Okay, I understand.
All of them. There is no ranking there.
I know. I understand. But in your point of view, if you had to choose only three of them, which three are the most important to you, your personal point of view. I know it's all important for the whole United States. I understand that. As a country, these are very important topics. But your opinion as a citizen.
I would say, actually, you didn't have education in there, and you didn't have health care in there. And those are my two primaries.
Okay, health care, we have it here. Health care, education, access to abortion, transportation, city budget and spending, and then the rest I already read to you. Criminal justice reform, property taxes, jobs and economy.
You're going to get two out of me, and that's it, buddy. If we can't go on, you might as well just give it up.
Okay, no problem.
All of those subjects are extremely important to me. I'm not going to quantify them and see which is the most.
I understand. I'm going to continue. Now, we'd like you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first one, Chris Weick. Chris Weick.
I'm unaware of who that is.
Okay, no problem. Nancy Day Ockhour.
Again, I am unaware of who you're talking about.
Nick Baxton.
Same.
Okay. Melissa Green.
Same. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Emmanuel Remy.
The name's vaguely familiar. But to tell you the truth, you're not talking about anybody that I have really got locked into my memory, nor do I tend to remember politicians and public figures very much.
Okay. What about Farhan Jidi? Farhan Jidi.
Don't know who that is.
Louis Gill?
Same.
Shannon Harden?
Same.
Andrew Ginther?
Again, a familiar name, but I don't know who they are or what they represent.
Okay, no problem. The Columbus City Council.
There you go.
Any number from 0 to 10.
Any number from 0 to 10?
Any number. 5? Okay. No problem. Zach Klain? You know what it is?
You asked me a question? No, I don't.
Okay. Adrian Hood?
Same.
Okay. The Columbus Police?
What about them?
How do you feel towards them? Any number from 0 to 10, I'm sorry. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means you feel neither cold nor warm. And 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I'd give it a 6.
6? Thank you, sir. Next question. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city as a voter. Regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right. First, I would rather reelect city council so they can continue to work what they have been doing. Second, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one is best to you, the first one or the second one?
I don't have an opinion.
Oh, you will have to choose either one. I'm going to read the first one again.
I'm done with this. If I don't have an opinion, I don't have an opinion about it. And that is a valid opinion in and of itself. So either you pass these questions when I say that, or I'm done. I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay, just a second. Okay, he just won't allow me to pass. You have to give an opinion according to the options.
Well, I'm sorry. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one.